President Truman campaigned in 1948 against what he called the Do-Nothing 80th Congress. Considering what the 108th Congress does when it does do something, one is almost inclined to settle for do-nothing.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
If I sound a little strident, it's because there's a lot to be strident about. Before slinking away into a lame duck session after the election, Congress failed to raise the debt ceiling, which the Bush administration has almost reached. That will require borrowing from the Civil Service Retirement Fund. Congress also did not pass most of the money bills that financed the government. It did not pass the bill that would enable the Census Bureau to conduct a census. It did not pass legislation to finance community health centers, or urban sewer systems, or rural colleges, or local park systems. What Congress did pass in that frantic rush to the exit was the corporate tax bill ladling out $140 billion in tax breaks to just about every special interest that has a well-financed lobby. To name just a few of the lucky beneficiaries, importers of ceiling fans from China, oil and gas producers, shopping mall developers, restaurants, track operators, tobacco farmers, well, you get the idea. Features of this massive giveaway bill that were dropped tended to be those that would serve the public interest and didn't have the resources to grease the way. Stripped from the tobacco giveaway was a provision that would give the Food and Drug Administration authority to regulate cigarettes. Also dropped, a tax break for employers of National Guard members in order to help them get jobs. This will be remembered as the Congress where the House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay, was admonished 3 times by the Ethics Committee for various improprieties, such as appearing to link political contributions to voting right on measures that DeLay was pushing. Money and votes. The connection becomes more solid with each passing year. It is, as Senator John McCain said of the corporate giveaway bill, it is the worst example of the influence of special interests that I have ever seen. This is Daniel Shore.